CKDR Today's Hits, Yesterday's Favorites. I'm Richard McCarthy. Regan Breeze is a Dryden honeybee keeper and educator. And earlier this year, Regan, you started a campaign to raise awareness and educate people about the importance of honeybees. You did that through not only some seminars, but some lawn signs and business rooftops had beehives installed. Those were the two big initiatives that were very successful.
Yes, actually, Richard, it was about a year ago that girlfriend and I thought of a plan on how we can actually bring education to the forefront on how viable our honeybees and our pollinators are to our existence. And then this spring was the launch of it. After a year of planning, we wanted to make sure we did it right. And from the response that we got and from the assistance of CKDR, it's grown exponentially. It's gone basically viral, and it's all through Canada, and it's actually gone to the States. There's a lot of people down in southern Ontario within the big cities that are actually watching us in northwestern Ontario on the positive movement that we are creating on the honeybee movement. The next season is going to be probably one of the biggest seasons that I've ever had in my 20 years plus as a beekeeper. We have the junior beekeepers course that is starting in Dryden and in Kenora. And also we're going to start off with the rooftop beekeeping, where 100% of the honey that is created on top of the rooftop with the bees of that business is going to be donated back to that business to help that business through different times with our COVID virus that we're currently experiencing.
So things are still going forward, and some exciting news to let everybody know about, Regan. You have approached a few communities to have something happen next year. Tell us about that.
The exciting thing about this, Richard, is we have the movement that's going. I've been going in front of elected officials and asking them to either change what we have as bylaws currently to help support the honeybees and pollinators. And also, with that being said, we have some positive news that was just delivered to me a couple days ago through the city of Dryden. Our Mayor Wilson and elected officials, I have to give them a great deal of thanks for actually listening to my pitch on the vital component of the honeybees and how important they are to us. They listened to me, and next year, for the months of April, May, are deeming the city of Dryden as Honeybee Appreciation Month. That's allowing people to allow their honey lines to grow in the springtime, people showing their support through the yard signs that we have and so forth like that. The dandelion is one of the most beautiful plants and weeds that actually comes out first, that gives that vital nectar and pollen for the bees after a long winter of just relaxing after a summer. So it's a beautiful thing. I can't thank them enough. And I'm hoping this pitch is going to go bigger. And it's just there to educate people on how important honeybees and pollinators are for us.
Well, your work continues, Regan, to educate all of northwestern Ontario and beyond, and helping out the bee population. So some fantastic news that we've heard here this morning through Regan about the city of Dryden and the proclamation of Honeybee Appreciation Months for April and May of 2021. And I understand there could be another community.
Sulicoat, the proclamation's been set for it. I'm just waiting for the date, which is coming up very soon, from what I understand, to be able to do basically the same educational pitch to that community as well, and to hope that we, as municipalities collectively in northwestern Ontario, can shine above every other province by having Honeybee Appreciation Month within our Northwest Hub and showing our support, being leaders, being progressive. And the beautiful thing about this is it doesn't cost taxpayers any money. Nobody has to do any work for it. If anything, it lessens a carbon footprint, which is one of the biggest things that we're talking about now with global warming and everything. And it actually can save municipalities money with not cutting certain corridors of grass. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have a hay field growing. It could be beautiful flowers. And that's the pitch that I got to work with our public works in the city of Dryden. Mayor asked if I could work with public works on them. Absolutely. I'm more than delighted to.
Regan Breeze, Dryden beekeeper and educator, passing along some good news as the city of Dryden with the proclamation Honeybee Appreciation Months for April 2021 and May 2021 as well. Regan, before we let you go, if someone is interested in learning more about what you are doing, what's the best way to contact you?
Social media is one of the best ways I have. I'm doing a bee post every day on honeybees, on facts and so forth like that. Even just look me up on Facebook and you can read a lot of the stuff. I know we have one beautiful tool called Google, but speaking to a beekeeper firsthand, I can give them a little bit more in-depth information. Messenger, Facebook, and soon for next year, we're going to have 50 junior beekeepers from the ages 6 to 12 years old that are going to be running around Kenora and Dryden that are going to be pretty well educated on honeybees because they'll be dealing with them from springtime till fall time. And we'll see people at the food markets. Kids are going to be selling their honey that they created on their own, and they're going to be making some money. So it's a beautiful support, and we'll be partnering up with a few other community events as well.
Fantastic, Regan. Thanks very much for getting us up to date on the bee movement, as you call it. Dryden beekeeper and educator Regan Breeze, my guest this morning. Regan, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.